If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Sunday, March 26th. Grand Turk is jumping into 2023 with both feet. Starting April 1st, Grand Turk will now allow all guests to go ashore. Since the cruise industry restart, though loosely enforced, unvaccinated guests had to remain on board the ship while visiting Grand Turk. But that is changing. A letter to guests that are going to Grand Turk from Carnival Cruise Line says, "We continue to work with our destination partners and are pleased to let you know health officials and Grand Turk have just informed us that effective April 1st, all guests, irrespective of vaccination status, are now permitted to go ashore." This also includes Carnival sister brands Princess and Holland America that also frequently visit the island. And we're starting to get a glimpse of what the upcoming Carnival Venezia will look like. The ship is currently at Navantia Dry Dock in Cadiz, Spain, being converted to a Carnival-branded ship. Brand ambassador John Heald is on board and is posting photos and videos on his Facebook page teasing the new spaces. Originally built for the Chinese market, Venezia was transferred to Carnival Cruise Line last week from Costa and will begin sailing under the Carnival Cruise Line brand in late May. In mid-June, she'll be sailing the summer and fall from New York City. And finally, late last week, the keel was laid for Silver Sea Cruises' luxury ship Silver Ray, which marks the next major stage of the construction process. A keel-laying ceremony was held at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Germany to celebrate the milestone. Silver Ray is the second in Silver Sea's Nova class, following Silver Nova, which is going to debut this August. Prior to the ceremony for Silver Ray, invited guests were given a tour of Silver Nova, which is almost done. Silver Ray is scheduled to enter service next summer. And a little movement for cruise line stocks on Friday. Carnival Corporation flat 9.23. Royal Caribbean down 1.5%, 60.85. And Norwegian down 0.5%, 12.52. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Sunday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.